Christmas really is a wonderful time of year. Kids love it, as you can see, the smiles on their faces, having a great morning. There's much excitement, you know, carols playing in the shops. It's a time of year where we get to eat and enjoy and celebrate good times together, to switch off from work and the hassles of life and just relax and enjoy some time together. But it's easy in the midst of all of that to actually miss the gift that's at the heart of Christmas. Because sometimes, you know, Christmas can be stressful. It can be stressful in our finances. It can be stressful in terms of relationships. You know, all of families coming together can actually be a hard thing for some of us. Sometimes it's hard to get around the shops. Sometimes it's hard to relax and unwind and turn off. Some of us are going to be working over the holiday break. A lot of us will have some time off, but some of us will work, and some of us are even out working now. Our emergency services, for example. And so sometimes we can miss the gift that's at the heart of Christmas. Sometimes we miss the gift that's at the heart of Christmas because when we talk about it, when we sing about it, when we hear it read in the Bible, it's a little bit veiled for us, a little bit hard for us to grasp. Christmas celebrates God himself in the person of the Lord Jesus stepping into our world. It's kind of hard for us to get our heads around, isn't it? God, the inexpressible, the unapproachable, the holy God, the God who is so mighty and huge, and yet he stoops and comes among us as a baby. You know, sometimes when we sing those carols, the writers of the carols are grasping at ideas to try and express some huge ideas for us, trying to find words that can capture some great truths. Charles Wesley, back in the 1700s, he wrote, "Hark, the herald angels sing." Here are some of the lines that he used to describe the gift of Christmas. He says this: "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled." It's a great image, isn't it? That God himself comes, glory to this newborn king. God is reconciling us to himself, even though we're sinners. The next verse he says, "Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity." That is, we can see the Godhead, we can see God himself, even though he's veiled in flesh. And our right response to him is to hail the incarnate deity, the God who's been made flesh and is among us. But then you come to the third verse in Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and we sing these words. They're up on the screen. "Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings." And most of us look at that second line and think, huh, the guy up the back who's on the computer, he's spelt the Son wrong. It's the Son of Righteousness. The S-O-N of righteousness, not the Son, S-U-N. But the lyrics are right. That's what Charles Wesley wrote. So for the next few minutes, I want to focus on that idea. I want us to think together about the S-U-N of righteousness. Because if we understand that Son, then we know we haven't missed the gift that's at the heart of Christmas. In fact, we'll see Christmas in all its ultimate glory. Because when Charles Wesley was writing that third verse, he was quoting that Old Testament prophet Malachi. Malachi's written about 400 years before Jesus comes. And in it, Malachi was warning of a day of the Lord. He was warning that this special day was coming. A day was coming where those who feared God would be separated from those who ignore God. And the book ends with the warning against those who ignore God, but also it ends with a message of great hope for those who fear and put their trust in him. This is what it says in Malachi 4, verse 2. "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall." And there it is, the S-U-N of righteousness that we sing about in Hark the Herald Angels Sing. In fact, Charles Wesley is basically quoting this verse, chapter 4, verse 2, in his third verse of the song. Why does he do that? Because I think for Charles Wesley, this verse unlocks the ultimate Christmas gift. It's a verse that's jam-packed full of imagery. There's four images that I'm going to zoom in on. There's a sunrise, there's healing, there's the stall, and there's the leaping calves. Firstly, the sunrise. For you who fear my name, the sun of righteousness shall rise. Who doesn't love a good sunrise? Earlier this year, I took my son Jed and my nephew Lachlan, and we climbed up Mount Warning. We camped at the bottom of the mountain. We got up super early in the morning, got up at 3 a.m., and we walked to the top. It took hours to walk up. My legs were sore for another week. Following a path that was only lit by torchlight, we made it to the top hours later, and there we sat and we watched the sun come up. It's the first part of the Australian mainland that gets the sunrise. It's pretty spectacular. So the three of us, you know, and a bunch of about 20 other backpackers who are up from Byron, we just sat and watched with awe as the sun came up. What do you think Malachi uses the sun image? I reckon it's this. A sunrise is so spectacular because of the darkness that precedes it. You know, it's that first glimpse of red light that peaks over the horizon as, you know, the light chases away the darkness. It's the warmth you feel on your face. You know, you close your eyes and you can feel the sun rays warm you. Malachi is reminding us, when the sun rises, it rises when it's dark. It brings an end to the darkness. Because he was looking forward to Jesus coming among us just like that. A world of darkness and rebellion against God. A world in which the sun would rise. And it's not just any sunrise. It's a sun of righteousness rising. It's all about being right with God. It's not just an image of light in a dark world, but it's also about one who is right in a world that is wrong. Friends, how do you know if you understand the ultimate Christmas gift? One sign of it is this. If you know the feeling of the warmth of the sun on your face. The second image in that verse behind me is one of healing. For you who fear my name, the sun of righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. This sunrise comes with healing. Healing with in its wings. It's a funny image. How does a sun have wings? It doesn't, clearly. But Malachi is happy to kind of smoosh these two images together. He wants us to realize that sun brings healing. But what does that imply? If something comes that brings healing, it means that we need healing. It implies that we need a cure. It implies that we're sick. Malachi is keen to remind us that we're not okay. We might go about life thinking that everything's fine and normal, but it's not. Our rejection of God means that we're sick. We can't make ourselves better. Earlier this year, a bout of gastro went through our kids' school. It's pretty funny looking back at it in hindsight, but at the time, it was horrific. Kids were dropping like flies left, right and centre. Some days, entire classes were wiped out. It got so bad that the Queensland Department of Health got involved. When it's obvious you're sick, you'd do anything for a cure. When you're that sick, you'd do anything to be healed. But if you don't know you're sick, why would you go to the doctor? See, when it comes to God and us, we are sick. We are horribly sick, even if we don't know it. We're spiritually sick. But the joy of Christmas is this. We don't need to make ourselves better to then receive the cure. We don't have to be good to receive God's approval. Why? Because the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healings in its wings. Jesus comes to bring healing, not physical, a healing of physical sickness, but healing and restoration of our sick souls. So friends, how do you know if you understand the ultimate Christmas gift? Well, another sign is this: if you know that your spiritual sickness has been healed by Jesus. Another image in this verse is the stall. The verse ends with these words: you shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. The coming of Jesus means freedom. When the sun rises, we go out, which means that before the sun rises, well, we were in. We were trapped in. We're in the stall. Freedom is so precious to us. People fight and die for freedom. When serious wrong is done, we take away people's freedom. We pride ourselves on our freedom. So it's a bit of a shock to us to know that in reality, we're stuck in, we're trapped in the stall. We can't just go out. Only when the sun comes can we do that. Until he comes, we are in a very real sense trapped and bound in the stall. Now, we might party all day long. We will never really know the freedom that we really have, the freedom for which we were made, as long as we're in the stall, until Jesus sets us free. Friends, have you been set free? Do you know real and complete freedom from this one who's come among us? It's another one of those signs that we understand the ultimate Christmas gift. It's if you know that you're truly free. The image of the stall is our fourth and final image. It's the image of these leaping calves. Take a look at this video. It's one that went viral earlier in the year. It's filmed in Holland. These cows have been kept indoors all winter, and when spring comes and the pasture is ready, they're let out of the stall. I reckon that video went viral, you know, a few months ago, partly because the cows just have this unbridled joy. Cows are so normally dour. You know, they normally just, you know, stand around and munch on grass and moo occasionally. But here they are leaping around like crazy. It's awesome. That's the kind of image that Malachi wants us to have in our minds. The sun rises with healing in its wings. And if we trust Jesus, we're set free and we ought to leap like that. That's the kind of joy that Jesus brings. That's what freedom looks like. If you want a picture of Christianity, think about those cows. How do you know if you understand the ultimate Christmas gift? Well, the final sign is this: if you want to jump for joy like those fat cows. See, Charles Wesley wanted to cram all of those images into his carol. The image of Jesus as the rising sun, the one who would give light and life. The image of Jesus as the one who brings the healing that we so desperately need. The image of Jesus as the one who sets us free from the stall. The image of Jesus as the one through whom all joy comes. The one who is worth leaping about. 400 years after Malachi wrote that verse, the one that he was looking forward to came. 400 years after he wrote that, an angel came to Joseph and said this about Mary: she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Friends, in the busyness of Christmas and with everything going on, don't miss the gift of Christmas. Don't miss the ultimate Christmas gift, Jesus coming, the Son of righteousness, rising with healing in his wings, the one who came to set us free. How did he do that? How did he rise? How did he set us free? Well, he came and he did what the angel said he would do. Jesus lived up to what his name means. He came to save people from their sins. Because, friends, the joy of Christmas isn't just that Jesus came. The joy of Christmas isn't even that the baby in the manger grew up to become a man. No, no, the joy of Christmas is that God himself stooped low and entered creation and became that baby named Jesus. But more than that, the joy of Christmas is that Jesus stooped even lower and went to his death to save people from their sins. He went to his death as the Son of Righteousness. He went to his death to heal. He went to his death to set us free. Friends, this Christmas, feel the warmth of the sun. Be healed. Be set free. Leap like a calf coming out of the stall. As Charles Wesley wrote, and as we sung earlier, hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that the Lord Jesus is the Son of Righteousness, and that he came into our world, and that the Lord Jesus lived up to his name, that he would save us from our sins. Father, we thank you that not only was Jesus born, but that he went to his death to heal us, to set us free. Father, we thank you so much that this Christmas we can stop and consider the ultimate gift that has been given to us, that the Lord Jesus has been given for us to save us. Father, we give you great thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.